Grammy-nominated Need to Breathe back with a film and an album. It's called Into the Mystery. Josh Loveless plays keyboards for the band, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing awesome. Thanks for doing this. You know, the process of writing an album and, you know, working together with a band, is it always exciting, like, so that you're like, I wish there was a film crew here all the time, or is it a little more boring than that?
It's probably a little bit more boring than that, honestly. We've been doing this for a long time. I think this is our 8th studio album, so there have been some records where we're like, man, I wish there was a film crew here to capture this because it's beautiful looking or it's really magical. But then there's sometimes you're like, if there was a film crew here right now, they would say, this is your job? What are you doing? So this, luckily for us, this last record was one where it's like, man, I'm glad we had a film crew here for this.
Well, what was unique about it that you said, hey, you know what? We need to have the guys here. We need to figure all of this out and capture this moment. Why did you feel it was important to do this one?
I think probably for several reasons. You know, we were in the middle of the pandemic. So we're, you know, in order to do this, we had to, you know, we tested in and we stayed together, quarantined together for 3 weeks. And so it was capturing kind of a moment in time in some ways, like with this. When has this ever been a thing that you would do to make a record? And also just the band was just going through different, you know, in our personal lives, just we were in a really vulnerable and kind of a fragile state. And so I think that you probably see that on the film. It's just like we're able to kind of open up and, you know, and share kind of our personal struggles and our, you know, with the band and our personal lives and all that. It's a very open book in that way. So I think because of that, it just definitely makes it more of a, you know, it's just a beautiful setting for that kind of vulnerability, I think.
Yeah. So in this great big house or manor or whatever it was where you recorded the album, did you, the band, like, and all the crew stay there too?
We did. Yeah. We lived there for 3 weeks. You know, every day. Yeah. So a lot of us have, you know, families and kids, and, you know, it's hard to turn it off and on when you're going back and forth. So we're like, let's just hole up in a house for a season and do it. And it was really fun. We woke up in the morning, cooked breakfast, and went to bed at night, you know, hanging out and talking. And it was really fun. It was a really special time.
When you wake up, like, at what point do you switch and say, this is work now? Or is it just kind of like, this is the experience you're always sort of on? Or is there a moment like, okay, stop fooling around, you know, let's write something?
Yeah. No, it was interesting. We would all kind of roll out of bed, and we had like a soft start time at like 10 or something like that. But we'd roll out of bed and have coffee and talk about the day and what we were going to do. And then eventually, when, you know, everybody was kind of feeling like, all right, I think we're ready to do this, we just kind of roll it. The kitchen was connected to the living room, which was actually the studio. So it was a big open floor plan for a house studio. So, you know, it was all kind of flowing, you know, at all times, which made it really fun. I think we've never done anything like that, but I think it's something that we probably do again. So.
Okay, interesting. Well, Need to Breathe songs are awesome, got to tell you that. But they also show up in some weird places. I mean, what's the oddest way a Need to Breathe song has been used that you've heard of?
Oh, man. I mean, we've seen it. They've used our songs on like wrestling
wow.
stuff. But a lot of times it's like wrestling, when wrestlers retire or something, they'll use like a song like Difference Maker as the audio bed behind this like montage of a wrestler just destroying another wrestler. And I always think that's just funny. We were also on Grey's Anatomy, I think, 2 weeks ago, and it was really cool. They played like most of the song, but it was literally in the middle of surgery. So they're like just playing this like rock song and cutting open this guy's chest, and they're like, well, this is intense. So we didn't have this one in mind when we were writing this one, but
no,
it's always fun.
No, there's no guideline for that. Now, what would you want to hear if an appendectomy? Well, I'd want something a little more, a beat.
Maybe Need to Breathe. I don't know.
Their new song is called I Am Yours, and Need to Breathe has made a movie about the making of their new album. It's called Into the Mystery. Josh Loveless plays keyboards, and he's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you playing the song, too.